Hey guys, it's Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city, where I send you a newsletter. Should I just start over? I should start over. Mother trucker.
Live from New York.
Or Orlando.
It's Katie J.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. Hey guys, it's Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city. On Mondays, we record this here podcast at the downtown Venture X, downtown Orlando's number one co-working space, courtesy of Brand Crumbs Media, who helps produce and put this together. And yeah, so on Mondays, we talk about five hot topics going into the week ahead, five events, our top five event picks for the week, and then five accounts or people in the community that we think you should know more about or be following on the internet. And then on Tuesday through Friday, we send a newsletter to your inbox where we catch you up to speed on what's going on in the day ahead within a, 5-minute read or so. And so we do that again Tuesday through Fridays in your inbox. If you're not already signed up, please do so. Head over to pulp.town to make that happen. And we're going to start. We always start kind of with like the heavy stuff first and get lighter from here. We're going to start with COVID-19 vaccines. So in a press conference last week in Jacksonville on Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis alluded to lowering the eligibility age for the vaccine as early as March. He also mentioned that there would be more access to vaccines by April. However, in both scenarios, he didn't set any hard timelines. That said, earlier in the week, he also held a press conference in South Florida, and there he said that law enforcement officers and teachers would be the next people in line to receive vaccines 50 years old and up. I'll keep you updated on what happens next with that. Speaking of, I know that today the Florida Department of Health in Orange County is opening a limited amount of appointments for COVID-19 vaccines at their offices. That's happening this morning, March 1st, Monday, March 1st at 9 a.m. for Florida residents who are 65 and up. If you or someone you know who is looking to get a vaccine and that location is convenient to you, you can head to www.ocfl.net/vaccine and sign up for your vaccine there. Okay, number two, let's talk about the new community response team. What is a community response team, you might ask? Well, as of this past weekend, the Orlando Police Department has started incorporating the community response team to assist with nonviolent 911 calls involving people who are experiencing mental health crisis. Basically, this means that mental health professionals, instead of police officers, will begin responding to these 911 calls. It is a pilot program that kicked off yesterday, aka Sunday. It's made up of licensed clinicians and social workers, and they will be dispatched in teams of two to some mental health crisis calls. Read more about it online. There's an article on, I think, Orlando Weekly, but there's also, if you just go to the City of Orlando website and head over to some of their recent city council meetings, you can find it out there. And then also just go to their website and search for a community response team. And yeah, that's good news for the city. Okay, next up, love is love. According to recent U.S. Census data, Orlando ranks number 4 for the highest concentration of gay and lesbian households in the U.S. Orlando is home to the most gay and lesbian coupled households in the entire state of Florida. Behind us would be Miami. We rank number 4 nationally, Miami number 6.
Number 1.
San Francisco. Yeah, okay. Ranking a little bit ahead of us would be San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. Orlando was in place at number 4, and other cities that were nearby that were close to us was Austin, Boston, and Phoenix. The news came about the same day as the U.S. House of Representatives passed the LGBTQ+ Civil Rights Bill, known as the Equality Act, and that is something still that needs to move through Senate. Lastly, let's talk about some Florida films to watch. You may not know this, but there are several films currently out on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and iTunes, everywhere streaming, that are all either based in Florida or produced in Florida, and I think you should know about them and tune in. Starting with Marching Forward. Marching Forward is a film that is out currently now on PBS. It tells the story of the impact of two Orlando high school bands during the 1960s civil rights movement. Again, watch that on PBS and find out more about it by heading over to Bungalore. There's an article there about Marching Forward and also to the PBS site. Another movie to watch, Some Kind of Heaven. Some Kind of Heaven was produced by a first-time director out of South Florida. He produced Some Kind of Heaven, and he follows the storyline of four people who live out in the villages, and it's a focus on people trying to find love again in their like final act in life. Anyway, it's has received some great reviews so far. It was also produced by the New York Times, and yeah, so New York Times, that's right, yeah. Just produced by the New York Times. Cannot believe I just, whatever, scratch that. It was also, Some Kind of Heaven was also produced by New York Times, and it is getting great, great reviews online. You can watch that as well through iTunes and Amazon and a few others. Check that one out. Number three, check out One Night in Miami. That was directed by Regina King. It is her feature film directorial debut. And it follows a meeting of a fictionalized meeting of Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Jim Brown, and Sam Cooke in a room at the Hampton House in February 1964, celebrating Muhammad Ali's surprise title win over Sonny Liston. So that is supposed to be a great movie as well. It's currently out. You can rent it where you stream your movies. The other Florida film I recommend watching is Long Time Coming. Long Time Coming is currently out on Hulu, Amazon, and iTunes. You can head to their website to find out more about it. But the movie itself follows two baseball teams in 1955 in the middle of racial segregation and two teams that came together, including a Central Florida team right here at Tinker Field in Orlando and a team, I think, from Pensacola. And so them facing off against each other and how they decided to play together in an act of cultural defiance that would change the course of history forever. Again, that was Marching Forward, One Night in Miami, Long Time Coming, and Some Kind of Heaven. Those are some Florida films that are out right now that you should be watching. Okay, moving right along, let's get over to this week's top five event picks, starting with Josephine. Josephine is a theatrical cabaret musical experience happening at the Orlando Shakes. It's going down outdoors in their new courtyard. Wednesdays through Sundays through March 21st, but happening now, it started last week. It follows the story of the iconic Josephine Baker. Highly recommend watching. It has been performed before at Orlando Fringe and a few places around the country. And now I think there's a fresh new take on it as well. And yeah, check that out. Wednesdays through Sunday through March 21st. You can buy your tickets online at Orlando Shakes or going through the Facebook event page. On Thursday, March 4th at 8:30 a.m., you can tune in for a virtual panel discussion about the need for Black entrepreneurs in supporting and giving resources to people within the community. That is part of the What's Up Downtown, which is through the City of Orlando. That's a monthly event for them, What's Up Downtown. The focus this week, again, or this month, again, is the empowerment and need for Black entrepreneurs. The speakers include Thomas Chapman, which is the executive director of the Downtown Development Board, moderator Tanisha Gary. She's the president of the African American Chamber of Commerce, and then other guest speakers, including Lamont Jackson, Kimberly Stewart, Alvin Cohens, and Neil Crozier. So that is happening this Thursday, 8:30 a.m., March 4th. You can find more about that by heading over to Facebook. That's where I grabbed that. Or you can also find it on the City of Orlando website. Happening later that day on Thursday at 6 p.m., Kat Ridgway and the Tourists are performing at the Outdoor Front Porch Series at the Plaza Live. Again, that's at 6 p.m. I went to the Front Porch Series, experienced my first one 2 weeks ago now, and I saw the big brass band the week of Mardi Gras, and it was a great experience. Outdoor, felt very safe, and seeing live music again for the first time in so long was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So recommend checking that out, and Kat Ridgway will blow you away. So that's happening Thursday night, 6 p.m. at the Plaza Live. And then on Friday, March 5th, at 12 p.m., 12 to 1 p.m., enjoy your lunch break by settling in online in front of your computer and tuning in to the Orange County Regional History Center Lunch and Learn series. They will be hosting two local journalists, Desiree Stinnett and Monavette Cordero at the Orlando Sentinel. They will talk about their thoughts on the future of journalism and dive deep more into their careers. So that's happening Friday, March 5th, 12 p.m., again, through the Orange County Regional History Center. You can find out more about that by heading to their website and also finding this event on Facebook. And then on Sunday, March 7th from 1 to 5, the annual Love Fest is happening over at Quantum Leap Winery in the Mills 50 District. There will be live music, food, cocktails, arts, crafts, vendors. It's a free event, but alcohol sales will benefit the Mills 50 District. Again, 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday, March 7th, outside at the Quantum Leap Winery. And lastly, this is a bonus event because this is going to happen on Monday, a week from today at 6:30 p.m., that the Orange County Library System is putting together something called An Evening with Gigi Coleman. It is an online program about the life and legacy of Bessie Coleman. And Bessie Coleman was the first African-American female pilot, and she spent a great deal of her time here in Orlando. So this is bound to be a good and interesting event. Again, check that out Monday, March 8th. 6:30 p.m. through the Orange County Library. You can find out more about it by going to their website, ocls.info, and then going to their calendar and events. That is a free event, and that will do it for the events that we have for the week ahead. Now on to Vic's favorite part, Vic being the guy who's helping produce this and making sounds in the background. So the five local accounts we think you should follow this week. I'm going to start with the Orlando Plant Lady. On Instagram, it's just Orlando Plant Lady. So I've never met the Orlando Plant Lady, but I've DM'd her. I've slid into her DMs after she posts this amazing photo last week that I ended up using in our newsletter. I'll also end up posting to social if I haven't done it by the time you guys have heard this already. But she just posts these amazing photos of her home. Her aesthetic is just insane. It's so beautiful. All the plants, all the life, all the oxygen is just amazing. So I recommend following Orlando Plant Lady just for the fun. It looks like, you know, just mainly for inspiration, probably to help you with your interior decor. So check her out. Number one. Number two, let's go with Weekend Wayfarer. Weekend Wayfarer on Instagram is WKND_WYFR. Basically, they took out all the vowels. And so, yeah, so you're just left with all the consonants. So anyway, WKND_WYFR, that is an upscale handbag and accessory company. Their work is absolutely beautiful. Love it. They're all created right here, or the company is here in Orlando, and it's led by Helen Martinez, and love, love, love the stuff. But mostly I'm telling you to follow her because her TikToks and her IG reels and all of that stuff is very entertaining, and I get a good kick out of following her stories. So that is why I suggest you give her a follow. Okay, and number three, let's talk about food. Faye's POV. So F-A-Y-E-S P-O-V. Faye is an Orlando foodie. She has a beautiful Instagram that will make you very hungry, and also her TikToks are pretty great if you're on TikTok. I tend to just peruse it. I don't necessarily post anything as of yet, but yeah, so check out Faye's POV, point of view, if you want to see all of the amazing food she is eating and trying this week. Okay, number four, let's go with O-Town Compost. They are a composting service. If your zip code falls in their service area, they will deliver a 5-gallon bucket, compostable liner, and secure lid to your door. And then they're going to help, or you're going to fill the lid with your food scraps, leftovers, what have you. And then on pickup day, you'll leave the bucket outside, and then they're just going to stop by and swap it out for a new one. And the reason you should compost is because it replaces the need for other like chemical fertilizers and things like that, and instead can use what you've composted instead to use as a fertilizer. So in turn, you are helping nature, you're helping the environment, you're helping all the things. So that is why you should be composting, and you should check out O-Town Compost if you want to start composting and see if your home is in their area. Number five, I'm going to go with Ken Miller. Ken Miller, I have known for probably 12 years, 13 years, maybe longer in Orlando. He is a local comedian and I love him. And I think Ken Miller deserves all of the attention. Funny, funny guy. he's exactly what I need most days after a work day because he makes me laugh and I appreciate his sense of humor. And yeah, so check out KenMiller30 on Instagram. Anyway, that's all for today. So we gave you the hot topics happening in town this week, gave you some movies you should be checking out and watching, and then talked about the top five events that we think you should attend. And I love how I talk about we, like proverbial we. I told here's your events.
This is a community.
It is. That's true.
This is we.
This is true. This is us.
We are Pulp Town.
You plus me equals we. Or we. You plus me equals us.
And
something.
The listener.
That's right.
Louisa, Alex.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were so great last week too. All right. So, and we gave you the five local accounts to follow in the weeks ahead. If you are liking what you're hearing, please go and give us a thumbs up, a like, a subscribe, what have you, wherever you're listening to us from. Drop us a comment, rate us, like tell us what you think. And then if you want to suggest someone that we should interview in the coming weeks, have someone, you know, on the podcast. Also, who should we be following, the events that we should be talking about or other hot topics you think that I should discuss, please send it my way. My email is katie@pulp.town. If you are not already subscribed to the newsletter, please do so. Pulp.town. And then also we have a membership program where you help keep us around for the long haul, and that you can find over at pulp.town/membership. That is $8 a month or $80 a year to, again, just ensure that I can continue doing original reporting and this podcast and all the other fun stuff. And that's that. All right, so we're done. All right, and then thank you to Venture X for allowing me to come in and use their beautiful space to produce this podcast. Thank you to Vic from Brand Crumbs for making it happen. I appreciate you a lot.
Right back at you.
Yeah. Are you going to say the staple for you?
No, I have to be predictable.
Okay. All right. So anyway, that's all for today. I hope you have a lovely, lovely, lovely week ahead. And I will see you in your inboxes tomorrow. And then again in your earbuds next Monday. Ta-ta. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bye.